He noticed her as soon as he walked into the bar. She was sitting with another girl, a blonde. Pretty, he supposed, but his attention was riveted on the dark-haired one. He ordered a beer and took a table in the far corner where he had a good view. She was laughing at something the blonde said, flashing perfect white teeth, and his heart tripped. "She's the one," the voice told him. When the two women rose to leave, he left his unfinished beer on the table and casually, so as not to draw attention to himself, followed them outside. She had put on a jacket, and it shone bright white in the lights from the parking lot. After chatting briefly, the two girls gave each other a quick hug, then parted and went to their respective cars, parked a good distance from one another. There was a rightness to it. They might just as easily have come in one car or parked closer to one another. But they did not. The stars were finally lining up in his favor. He came up behind her as she was fitting the key in the lock of the red Corvair. "I'm Buddy," he said softly, so as not to frighten her. Despite his best intention, she whirled around, eyes wide. "Jesus, you scared the shit out of me. What do you want?" He felt the smile on his face falter. A mask, crumbling. "I just want to talk to you." "Fuck off, okay? I'm not interested." With those words, her beauty vanished, as if he'd imagined it. Disappointment weighed heavy on him. Anger boiled up from his depths. "That was wrong of you to say that to me," he said. She saw something in his eyes then, and he saw that she did, and when she opened her mouth to scream, he struck her full in the face with his fist. She slid down the side of the car as if boneless. He caught her before she hit the ground, then dragged her around to the other side of the car, blocking her with his own body in case someone saw them. But there was no one in the lot. Even her friend had already driven off. He lowered her limp form to the ground while he hurried round to the driver's side and got the key out of the door. He put on his gloves and opened the passenger door. After propping her up in the seat, he went back around and slid into the driver's side. Then he turned on the ignition and the car hummed to life.